through his hard work, he and his staff have turned this team into one of the elite franchises in the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of your Houston Texans, Gary Kubiak.
Thank you, Mark. How's everybody doing today? It's good to get out of that office, put on some real clothes for a change. Before I get started, I want two guys to stand up. I got a couple of young players. Where you at, Willie? I know I see you out there. Stand up, Willie Jefferson. Where's David Quisenberry? Where you at, David? We finished practice today, and I told these two guys after practice that they needed to go back to the locker room and write a speech. They were going to have to talk today. So I know y'all probably had trouble with your lunch, but I was teasing. You can sit down and eat, okay? You don't have to come up here, okay? So you got to have some fun at work. So let me tell you what it's like to be the head coach, okay? The head coach of the Houston Texans. I come to work this morning. We got 10,000 things to do. We were going to go back, look at the New Orleans game, you know, figure out the things we did right, we did wrong. We separated our group. We got some guys that aren't going to play in this game, so we separated our team into two groups. We put together a Dallas game plan. We had meetings all morning. We're actually going to go back and have meetings this afternoon. In between all of that, I've got a lot of guys that I'm worried about. So I stop by the training room every day, and obviously I'm going to go in there. I'm looking to see how Ed's doing, how Arian's doing, how Whitney's doing, how Wade's doing. And I walk in the training room this morning about 8 o'clock, and I see our trainer's working on some guy over there, and he's not very big. And so I look over there, and I'm wondering who in the heck it is. And lo and behold, Father Clint, our team priest, is on the table. So I said, "What's wrong with you, Father?" He said, "I pulled my hamstring." So we got enough problems out there, but we're going to get him well. And I guess needless to say, we're going to pray for him. But we got to get some of these guys back on the field. That's very, very important with what we're doing. This luncheon, very special. It's amazing to me just how much it's grown. I mean, it's amazing through the years how big it's gotten. I really enjoy it. I do. It's a chance. It reminds me it's time to kick off the season and get going. And I tell you what, I enjoy it so much. If someday I would ever lose my invitation, I'm going to buy a ticket and come anyway, okay, because I'm a proud Houstonian. But I know it's time to go to work. It's time to start playing. Before I start talking a little football, I want to introduce a couple of young ladies that are very important in my life. Get them to stand up. My wife, Rhonda, my mom, would y'all stand up? Give them a big hand. You know, for all you players, when I start hollering at you and stuff and you wonder, where in the heck's that guy come from? There you go, right there, okay? That's where I come from. But it's good to have you all out here. Mom tells me she's good luck for us. I want you to know she didn't come to the game Sunday, so you can't miss anymore, okay? Is that fair enough? All right. Okay, I got a lot of thank yous real quick here. First off, I want to thank you, the fans. I think you've been amazing. For me to watch this organization grow, to watch the experience of game day in the city of Houston grow, you're responsible for that. It's been exceptional. You know, my office sits right above Bud Plaza. And every game day I sit in my office for a couple hours and go through my call sheet and stuff. And a lot of things are always going on outside, but I've been able to do my work. I can't say that that's the case nowadays. With the bands, the fans, the parking lot, I mean, it's amazing what's taking place each and every Sunday at Reliant Park, and you're the ones that we need to thank for that. Our game experience is incredible. When we walk in our stadium, I can tell you right now, it's one of the toughest places to play in the National Football League, and we as a team, we thank you for that. Let's keep that going, okay? It's very, very important. I'd also like to thank the foundation that puts this on. They do a tremendous job with our players. They do a great job with us. I've been multitasking here the last 48 hours trying to get us to Dallas. And Emily always reminds me. She stopped by yesterday and said, "Coach, you got your speech ready?" "Yeah, Emily, I'm doing my best." But they do a tremendous job for us, and they don't get enough credit, and I really appreciate everything that they do. I also want to thank Scott and Amogee Bank for their support of our organization. I do some work with Scott and them, and they're great people, and they've had to put up with me a little bit here in the last few weeks. I've been trying to lock in a loan for my middle son so he could buy his first condo, and I was trying to get it done while we were 2-0, so I put a little pressure on him before we played this past week. But we were able to get that done also. And then the last thanks, it's these players. It's about these players. And, you know, I remind them all the time. When I talked to them last week before the game, I talked to them about how much I respect them. Obviously, I was one of those guys a long time ago. But I have tremendous respect for what they do. And I want you to know, as fans, I think sometimes the perception out there is that they come in, put a couple of hours in during the day, practice a little bit, and, you know, life is rosy. They put in a tremendous amount of time. The meeting time, the effort on the practice field, what they put their bodies through to play football, to put a good product on the field so that you're proud of them. They pay a tremendous price, and it's a very short span in their life. I mean, if you're a great player, you might play 10 or 12 years, and you're 32 years old, and you got to go find something else to do. So I have tremendous respect for what they do. And then it's a very tough business from a standpoint. Yesterday, Rick and I had to let 13 guys go, 14 guys go. You know, guys that have been working with us for a month, and we had to tell them, no, not this time. Today, you're sitting with 75 football players. On Friday, we'll be down to 53, so that's 22 more, right? I mean, so we've got to tell them the same thing. So it's very, very difficult from that standpoint. I don't have any doubt that the 75 guys in this room can play in the National Football League, but that's part of our business. So I just want to thank you guys for everything you've done through camp. We've had some fun. We worked our tail off, and we're going to be a good team because of the effort that you guys have put in. Okay, what's happened since the last time we got together last year? We won another division. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Our division's getting better. It's getting better. If I'm right, Rick, I think two teams in our division have spent more money than anybody in football to try to catch up. That's okay. Okay? But we got another division win back-to-back. We won 12 football games. It's hard to do. Extremely hard to do in this league. I've been in this league for 30 years now, and I think I've been a part of winning 12 or more games four times in 30 years. And our team should be very proud of that. We won another playoff game. We beat a very good football team. We beat a very good football team, one that a lot of people are picking to do some really big things this year. So a lot of good things happened last year, but you want more. You want more. The city wants more. You want more. Well, let me let you in on a little secret. We want more, too. Okay? We want more, too. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, last year was so painful at the end that it didn't end the way we wanted it to end. And I think in all my years in the National Football League, I've never seen a team hurt as bad as this team hurt at the end of the year. And that's a good thing. I probably spent more time with players after the season trying to get them over what had just taken place. I mean, a lot of time with those guys so we could move on and get going our offseason again and take all that energy and move it forward toward the goals that we have next. But that pain that we were dealt and that hurt, we're using that to our advantage. And we have moved on and obviously getting ready for this year and very excited about this season. We got a guy, we work for a man here in Bob McNair who's just tremendous. You know, he gives you a job to do, and he gives you all the support he can possibly give you to go do your job. And there's nothing more you can ask from that standpoint. Rick does a tremendous job. Rick and his staff are putting together, giving us the players to work with. I think you're going to see our football team probably have more actual free agents on this football team than we've ever had. And that's a credit to Rick and the scouting department and the group that they give us to work with. But these two guys give us as coaches everything we need to be successful, and it's our turn to go get that done. It's our time to go to work. But this team will be different. They're all different. Okay, we'll probably have maybe 20 new faces, you know, when we get all said and done, and that's just part of the business. But I can tell you this, the core of this team hasn't changed, okay, and how we do things will never change. We have a tremendous responsibility to each other. We expect everybody to be very accountable, and we talk about one thing in our room. We talk about playing hard. I can promise you we will play hard. I showed the team a tape this morning of two plays that happened in the game against New Orleans. I could have walked in and I could have showed them some great plays. I could have showed them some bad plays. I picked two plays where two guys were playing so hard, I mean, you can't match it. And I tell them, if we play that hard, we're going to be successful. We're going to find a way to win our games. So I promise you that's going to take place. I think there are stages to success, regardless of what you do in life, and I think there's stages in our business. And I think those stages kind of go like this. First off, as an organization or a team, they ask if you can win. And we had our battle getting to that point where we could be a consistent winner But we have done that as an organization, and we have proven that over the last 2 years. The next thing they say is, can you make the playoffs? Well, we have done that the last 2 years. And you can't win a championship in this business if you don't make the playoffs. You've got to be one of the 10 or 12 that's there in January that has a chance. And we've given ourselves that chance the last 2 years. Then they say, can you win in the playoffs? We've done that. We've done that the last 2 years with your help. I can promise you that, okay, playing here at home. And then they start to say something else about you. Whether you're a player, whether you're a coach, or whether you're a team, they start to say, can you win the big one? That's the next thing they say about you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you want people to say about you when you're in this business. That's why I do what I do. That's why Matt Schaub does what he does. That's why these coaches work all night and these players work their tail off, because we want to be in position where people are wondering, can we win the big one? So we've come a long, long ways from that standpoint, and we accept that responsibility. That's a tremendous challenge, but we accept that, and we look forward to that responsibility. I roomed with and I played with one of the great players in the National Football League. I got a chance to coach him. I got a chance to be his friend. He played for 16 years, and his bus sits in Canton in the Hall of Fame. And for his 16-year career, 14 of those 16 years, everybody asked him if he could win the big one. I know, because I was with him. He won the big one in year 15 and 16. That tells you how hard it is to win a championship. They don't give those things away. You got to work for them. Okay, now you players, listen to me. Okay, all you players in this room and all you leaders, Matt, Andre, JJ, Kush, all you players in this room, Ed, Dwayne, I don't know if Bob's going to give me 14 banquets, okay? All right? But I tell you what, let's go win a championship. I think we can do that, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, the thing I want you to know, and I grew up right down the road, okay, but we have one goal here with this football team. We've come a long way, and our goal is to win a championship for this city. Okay, that's the one thing we talk about all the time. But the greatest thing about this group is it knows how to work to get that done. It knows how to work to get that done. Motivation is the starter. Motivation always gets you started, but it's your habits that give you a chance to accomplish goals, and we have tremendous habits, okay, in our organization and with our football team. So I look forward to seeing you guys. What's it going to be, about 3 weeks before we come back and see you? We got a game to win between now and then to get ready for San Diego. These young kids are going to all play Thursday night, and they're playing for their jobs. It's a big night for them, okay? It's an important night, but they deserve that opportunity. But I appreciate your support. I can't wait to see you in Reliant. And once again, thanks so much on behalf of me and these players. Thank you very much.
Gary Kubiak.